If you know me or you've listened to enough of these fucking podcasts over the years, you would have put together that if there's a serious situation, if you need help with something, the fucking absolute last person that you should go to for any fucking advice is Chris Johnson. And that happens to be me. I'm Chris Johnson. You don't fucking come to me with that shit. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to help you. I'll probably just fucking make things worse. When I was in college, I got all these fucking college stories flooding back recently. Maybe it's the time of year, you know what I mean? It's fucking August now. Like, for fucking years, like, it was always like, okay, we're going back to school. Like, even like in high school and shit. Like, in August is like, you're getting back in the fucking school mode. So I still kind of think about it every year as if I'm going back to school, even though I haven't been to fucking school in, what year is this? 2021? When did I graduate? I graduated in 2006. I haven't been in school in 15 fucking years, but I still think about it. Still like the time of year, you know what I mean? You see the back to school sales and shit. So it all comes fucking flooding back. And I was an RA at this time. And there's another girl that was an RA who was a huge fucking chatterbox. She never fucking shut her goddamn mouth. She was the RA like one section over. Fucking chatterbox was close, really close friends with a couple of my residents, a couple of the people that were like, you know, my people. And she was worried about one of them. She was worried that one of them might have a fucking eating disorder. I don't know why. She just was. She comes up to me one day. I'm in like at the fucking dining hall or whatever the fuck. Cause like you run into the RAs, but like I didn't really give a shit about anybody else. So it's like, I'm not like having conversations with them. I'm just trying to go about my fucking business and like survive without getting fucking fired. You know, I just wanted to go to my fucking classes, survive being an RA because I got fucking free room and half my board. And I still worked at the dining hall too, I think. So I had a lot of shit going on. You'd see like your fucking coworkers at like the staff meeting once a week, but it's not like you always ran into them, especially if you're like me, like you're avoiding everybody. But somehow the fucking chatterbox ran into my fucking ass, and she's telling me, she's like, listen, I gotta talk to you. It's like all fucking serious. I'm like, oh fuck, what the fuck is this shit? She's like, you know the busy bees? I'm like, yeah, they live a couple doors down. What about them? She's like, well, one of them, the fucking hornet, I'm really worried about her. And I'm thinking it might be like serious. I'm like, well, what's going on? I don't know what the fuck's up. She's like, I don't think she's been eating. Okay, what the fuck you want me to do about it? Like, have you talked to her about it? She's like, no, I haven't. What, is she sick or some shit? She's like, I think she might have an eating disorder. When I was eating with her the other day, she just kept like moving the food around the plate. Like, eating disorder is serious fucking business. I'm not here to fucking make fun of eating disorders or any of that shit, because that's fucking serious. Anorexia, bulimia, that fucking fucks up people's lives. And because of that, why the fuck are you coming to me about it? The fuck do you want me to do? You two are friends, right? If your fucking friend, if you thought your friend was having like serious issues with food and had like an eating disorder, which was gonna fuck up their health. I mean, people fucking die from eating disorders, for Christ's sake. Why the fuck would you come to me about it? She's your fucking friend, goddammit. Like, yeah, I'm on good terms with the fucking bees, but like, I'm not the fucking like queen bee here. I don't fucking hang out with the goddamn nest or anything like that. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do? She's like, can you fucking help me out with this? I'm like, I don't really know like what you want me to do in this situation. She's like, can you just keep an eye on her? You fucking eat with her? Like, you fucking notice that, like, you know enough about her fucking eating habits and like what she does with the food in her fucking plate. Like, you know enough to fucking find all the goddamn warning signs. I've fucking seen her at the dining hall one time. I never fucking thought anything of it. Like, I don't know. She looks fine to me. You know what I mean? Like I don't know what to fucking, like, it's not like you can like fucking see signs of that shit. Like, if you know them, like, she seems happy. She seems healthy. She goes out and gets drunk on the fucking weekend. She just seems like everybody else that I fucking deal with. Shit, I just really think you should like talk to her about it. Wait a second. You want me, a fucking dude who like gets along well with her, but we're not fucking friends. You know what I mean? You want me to have a fucking conversation with her about a potential eating disorder that you don't even know exists? Are you out of your fucking mind? Maybe talk to a fucking counselor or some shit. Maybe go to the fucking hall director. What the fuck? God damn it. Like, I don't want to be dragged into this shit. Look, I like this girl, but like, I just don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, if I thought my friend was fucked up, I'd try to get my friend help. If I thought my friend was going through some issues, I would speak with them. Be like, yo, I mean, how you doing? You okay? You notice anything? It's your responsibility, goddammit. Don't pass the shit off on me. I was fucking dumbfounded by that. Like, what are we supposed to, like, work together here? Like, look, if you want, like, some support, if you want to fucking talk to her and you want me to, like, I don't know, be in the fucking room, I guess. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but, like, I'll deal with that. But I'm not just going to, like, fucking get a whole bunch of assholes like you together into the fucking mystery machine and try to fucking solve this like it's fucking Scooby-Doo here. I was always so confused when people would come to me with like really serious issues. Maybe people view me different than I view me, because I've always viewed myself as just an incompetent fuck up. You know what I mean? There's somebody who can't fucking accomplish fucking anything, who's just barely fucking hanging on. And like all my life, people have come to me with shit. Maybe I gotta start having a higher opinion of myself. And it's not that I have a low opinion of myself. I have a fine opinion of myself. I'm happy with me. I like me. I just don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, I always think like I have accomplished something great if I get my fucking ass out of bed, survive the fucking day, and then go to bed. I don't have any fucking like bruises or fucking like cut marks on me. Did I get through the day without being a huge asshole, without fucking snapping, without letting my fucking depression take over, especially back then? Early 20s me was a fucking maniac. Jesus Christ. I mean, maybe I'm just giving off a different opinion. Maybe I got a different vibe. But what do I look like? Do I look like the type of guy that can get things done? Because I don't feel like the type of person that can get things done. I don't feel like if you know somebody with an eating disorder, your first thought is, fuck, we got to get Chris Johnson on the case. I don't know if I can handle that now. I don't think 39-year-old me can handle that. Fucking 21, 22, 23-year-old me, fuck it. I don't know what we did after that. That's the only thing I remember about that. I remember having that conversation. I can tell you what, I never brought it up to the fucking Hornet. I never talked to the bees about it. I think I walked in there one time. I was like, hey, how you guys doing? You doing okay? And they're like, yeah, we're doing fucking great. I was like, okay, that's it. Like they told me they're doing great. It's fucking done. It's just a weird situation. I just feel like it was a weird situation that you'd want to get me involved in this. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio are places you can get it. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode's there. I'm on Twitter, JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and in my Facebook timeline.